Good evening. IDF week 18. Here we come. And it is, like I said, Original Nay and...
Sav reporting for duty.
Sav reporting for duty. Whatever the fuck that's supposed to mean. Alright, so let me get to my papers. We are recapping week 17. Alrighty. So, week 17, we had three Thursday games. Okay, 1 o'clock game was the Cowboys at the Commanders. Of course, my Cowboys won. We both chose the Cowboys.
Yes. First, we started off the week with a Christmas Day divisional matchup. Commanders hosting the Cowboys. It was Cowboys won by a score of 30-23. Cowboys dominate every major team stat in this game. Cowboys had 480 total yards of offense to Washington's 328 total yards. Cowboys had 28 first downs to Washington's 17 first downs. Cowboys ran 87 total plays to Washington's 41. Cowboys dominate time of possession 39 minutes to Washington's 21 minutes. Commanders player of the game was Jacory Kroski-Merritt. He rushed 11 times for 105 yards and 2 touchdowns. Cowboys player of the game was Dak Prescott. He went 19-37 for 307 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Okay, so we going on to the next game, which was it 4 o'clock game?
Yes, next we have another Christmas Day divisional matchup, Vikings hosting the Lions, in which Vikings won by a score of 23-10. This game was a defensive battle as neither team cracked 250 total yards. It was a tie game at halftime, 7-7, but Vikings come out in second half, outscoring Lions 16-3. Vikings win turnover battle 6-0. Usually that's the recipe for success if you turn a team over 6 times and don't have no turnovers yourself. But Vikings player of the game was Will Reichert. He went 3-3 on field goals and 2-2 on extra points, scoring 11 of the Vikings' 23 points.
Okay, and we both chose the Lions and we lost that one. Next game is the Broncos at the Chiefs. We both chose Broncos. Broncos won this game.
Yes, next we had the last Christmas Day divisional game, which was, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't even notice it until I was writing these recaps that all the Christmas Day games were divisional games. But next we had the last Christmas Day divisional game, the Chiefs hosting the Broncos, in which Broncos won by a score of 20-13. Chiefs were leading this game at halftime 7-6, but got outscored 14-6 in the second half. Broncos dominate every major team stat. They had 303 total yards to the Chiefs, 139 total yards. Broncos had 22 first downs to the Chiefs, 10 first downs. Broncos won 71 total plays to the Chiefs, 42 total plays. Broncos went time of possession 40 minutes to the Chiefs, 20 minutes. Broncos player of the game was Bo Nix. He went 26-38 for 182 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He also added 42 rushing yards and a rushing score.
All right, so we're going to move on to... the Saturday game, we had the Texans at the Chargers. I'm going with the Texans since my Cowboys is out. So, Texans won this game. Sav chose the Chargers.
Yes, next we had the Chargers hosting the Texans, in which Texans won by a score of 20-16. Texans jump out the gate 14-0 in the first 6 minutes of the game and basically cruise from there. Chargers kicker missed out on 4 points that... could have had at very least this game in OT as they only lost by 4. This was a defensive game, so Texans defense gets the player of the game, dumping Herbert five times and picking him off once.
Okay, we have the Ravens at the Packers. We chose the Packers, so the Ravens won this game.
Yes, next we had the Packers hosting the Ravens. Was Ravens won by a score of 41-24. Ravens held a 27-14 halftime lead and cruised from there. Both teams put up nearly 400 total yards of offense, but Ravens dominated time of possession 40 minutes to the Packers 20 minutes, and that was on the back of their run game, 53 total carries for a whopping 307 yards, and the Ravens win the turnover battle 2-0. Packers player of the game was Malik Willis. He went 18-21 for 288 yards and 1 touchdown. He also added 60 rushing yards and 2 more scores on the ground. Ravens player of the game was Derrick Henry. He had 36 carries for 216 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Your uncle said, okay, I hear you, nephew, with the lavish stats. And thank you for whoever's been liking. We got 749 hearts. Thank you very much. All right, next game is the Patriots at the Jets. We chose the Patriots, and we won this game.
Yes, next we have a divisional matchup, the Jets hosting the Patriots, and with Patriots winning blowout fashion 42-10. Jets is the team you want to play if you want to run up your stats. They're just trash. Like, I can't deny it, but the Jets player of the game was Breece Hall. He had 14 carries for 111 yards and one touchdown. Pats player of the game and looking like the front runner for MVP is Drake May. He went 19-21 for 256 yards and five touchdowns. Honorable mention to Ramondre Stevenson. He rushed 8 times for 47 yards and a touchdown. He also added 5 catches for 55 yards and a receiving touchdown.
If y'all don't know already, your nephew George doesn't like to be on live, so he barely shows his face. So I always have it pointing at me. All right, so we're going to move on to the next game, which is
Buccaneers and Dolphins.
Buccaneers at the Dolphins. And I chose the Dolphins. Sav chose the Bucks.
All right, next we had the Dolphins hosting the Buccaneers, in which Dolphins won by a score of 20-17. Buccaneers dominate every major team stat except arguably the most important. They lose the turnover battle 3-0, which is always going to be big in the game, decided by 3 points. Bucks player of the game with Baker Mayfield. He went 33-44 for 346 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Honorable mention to Chris Godwin. He had 7 catches for 108 yards and a touchdown. Dolphins player of the game was Quinn Ewers. He went 14-22 for 172 yards and 2 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Bradley.
Thanks, Pooh Baby.
Honorable mention to Bradley Chubb. He had 2 tackles, 2 sacks, and a forced fumble.
All right, now we can go
to... And hold on. I just wanted to chime this in for real. I just find it funny that the Buccaneers, because they lost this game to the Dolphins, and how their division shaped out, like, even if they beat the Panthers, I think they said if the Saints, or no, I think they said the Falcons beat the Saints, then somehow the Panthers would still get in. And I just think, I just thought that was a crazy stat to throw out there. Like, that was just wild. Mm. So basically, they both had the same record, 9-8. But somehow, some way, I guess because division, or some, I don't know. But they said basically the...
Thank you for the shares. Thank you.
The Panthers, the Buccaneers could beat the Panthers, but they would need the Saints to beat the Falcons in order for them to solidify. Cause they
to
could,
go to the playoffs, even with the same record.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow.
That was a real thing. I was like, what the hell is going on out there? But I don't know... that's crazy. I thought that was crazy. But anyway, we're going to the next game. What is that?
All right, that is your game. The Steelers at the Browns. Huh. We both chose the Steelers. Obviously, they did not win.
Oh, man. We got a lot to talk about here. Let me dissect this game.
That's Sav's team, so he's going to speak on it.
All right, so next we have a divisional matchup. The Browns hosting the Steelers, and with Browns won by a score of 13-6. Cleveland jumped out to a 10-0 lead in the first quarter and basically cruised from there, leading wire to wire. This game was atrocious from an offensive standpoint, and neither team cracked 300 total yards. Steelers now have to play at home against Baltimore for the division Sunday night. Hey, NFL, are y'all fucking happy? The ref's been terrible all season, but I can't say I watched the game more rigged than this one. Fake offensive PI, non-call on defense for defensive PI at the end of the game. I can also get into the Steelers literally running the most Pop Warner football offense. A whole lot of runs and dump offs. I just think it was ironic. Steelers was on a 3-game winning streak. And we was really opening up. The only reason why we went on this 3-game winning streak because we opened up the playbook. In the most pivotal game of the season, we go back to the same bullshit as it didn't make sense to me for real. But anyway, I'm so pissed, but it don't even make sense. Like, no, it's no way that we punted 3 times and under 8 minutes of game time left, and we were trailing in that game. Like,
he said y'all was scared of Myles Garrett.
That's exactly what they did. They literally ran their offense. The game plan, the offensive game plan, I never heard this shit before, was to not let Myles Garrett get a sack. that was the only plan on Earth. It's like,
laughing out loud.
Like, what the fuck is that? Like, real talk though. Like, I just never seen. That's unacceptable. Like, that, we just gonna leave it at that.
Never heard of it, laughing out loud.
That's what I'm saying. That's just it's unacceptable. That, like, nobody ever heard
Please
of it.
Please keep tapping if you're watching. Double tap. We is at 1,400 likes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're gonna move on to the next game.
I ain't moving on. I ain't ready to move on yet.
He's still talking about the game, guys. This is his game, so he probably wrote a book about it.
I'm ready to say, I'm just saying, like, if anybody watched the game for real, I know Ravens fans, they going to be biased because they just happy to be in the position that they in. And I get it because it's a game to play for the playoffs, but it's no way that this, like, the NFL wanted this for ratings.
The whole book is full, he said.
I'm just going to tell you. So, Ravens fans who talking shit, we'll just see what happened on Sunday for real. Like, that's just it. Like, y'all shouldn't talk shit till after the game. That's when y'all could talk some shit. But until then, we already beat y'all this season, and we're going to try to do it again. It's all what the NFL really wants, though, because from
what I just seen. Hi, Jazz and Joe. Thank you for joining.
From what I just seen, that was just some of the most ridiculous shit I ever seen. Offense been mid. I can't deny that the Steelers offense been mid as fuck. But like I said, we was clicking on all cylinders coming into this game. Been opening up the playbook for more for the last few weeks. And with the season on the line.
He just came back in. He must have got booted or something.
And with the season on the line, you go back to the same bullshit ass offense that had you losing four out of six games in the stretch, the bad stretch that we had this season. It just didn't make sense. And unacceptable. Steelers also had a 4th-and-1 in this game. And we had a stat that we was one of the better teams for 4th-and-short or 3rd-and-short going for it on, like, yeah, that type of yardage situation.
Thank you, Pooh Baby.
In our own red zone, when points were hard to come by, we ran a fade route to Scotty Miller instead of just getting the easy first down. Like, it was just so much shit that, like, we, like, it was so much shit that pissed me off. But anyway, yeah. We didn't try the Pittsburgh plunge. We threw a fade route to Scotty Miller. 5'9" Scotty Miller, who don't even got 20 catches on the season. Like, this don't even make sense. But anyway, we on to the next game, then.
Okay.
Everybody knows that the Ravens coming to Pittsburgh to play the Steelers for...
That fade was diabolical.
It was. It was just ridiculous. For real though. But anyway, we going to the next game though. Like I said, everybody know that the Ravens coming to the Steelers for the division.
And the final game to decide who goes to the playoffs.
Yeah, we been knew once halfway through the season hit that it was only going to be one team coming out this division.
And the NFL wanted it
to be something competitive. So we going to see what it's about.
Big rivals.
Next Sunday night, which is ironically the last game of the regular season.
He said facts. All right, the next game, we're going to move on now. Jags at the Colts. We both chose the Jags, and the Jags won.
Yes, next we have a divisional matchup. The Colts hosting the Jaguars, which Jaguars won by a score of 23-17. Jaguars dominating total yards 370 to the Colts 204. 21 first downs for the Jags to the Colts 16. I would say Jags player of the game was Trevor Lawrence. He went 23 of 37 for 263 yards and one pick.
Yes, he is.
But he also added 26 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns.
He said Trevor Lawrence is looking good. I said, yes, he is.
He definitely looking decent, but I think that
Hello, Angel. Thank you for joining.
That Jaguars defense ain't no joke either. It's just going to be what can Trevor Lawrence do when he gets to the playoffs. Because
we done seen Trevor Lawrence
in the playoffs. And we like against the Chargers, yeah, he can tip his hat on that one. But he still threw 5 picks in that game, even though they won that. Like, we done seen Trevor Lawrence fold in the playoffs. I just want to see if he's not going to have to do much with it, just Jaguars defense. But we going to see. But next, we got the Saints at the Titans.
Mm-hmm. I chose the Titans. Sav chose the Saints. Saints won this game.
Yes, next we had the Titans hosting the Saints, and which the Saints won by a score of 34-26. Titans jumped out the 20-10 lead at halftime, but proceed to fold like lawn chairs in the second half, getting outscored 24-6. Saints accumulate over 400 total yards, averaging 8 yards per play. Titans player of the game was Joey Sly.
He went. Turn it so you can see too. So you see what people are saying. He said Saints and Titans was trash.
I mean, yeah, the garbage bowl. But I'm right. I'm ready to say Saints accumulate over 400 total yards of offense, averaging 8 yards per play. Titans player of the game was Joey Sly. That's how you know it was trash for real. He went 4-4 on field goals and 2-2 of extra points, scoring 14 of the Titans' 26 points. Saints player of the game. And I ain't gonna lie, I've been giving this kid a look for real. This Tyler Show guy. I mean, I don't know who he is or where he came from, but he's been doing pretty decent for the Saints this year.
The kicker?
No, the quarterback.
He said the kicker was the best player of the game.
Yeah, for Titans, yeah, it was just trash, bro. Like you, and the good words of what Cam Ward said. I don't know if you've seen his press conference after he took like a after they started 0-4. He said the Titans is ass. Like I ain't lying. So that's just what it is. I ain't lying. But anyway, Saints player of the game was Tyler Show. He went 22 of 27 for 333 yards and 2 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Chris Olave. He had 8 catches for 119 yards and a touchdown.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next game, which was the Seahawks at the Panthers. Seahawks won this game. We both chose the Seahawks.
Yes, next we had the Panthers hosting the Seahawks, and with Seahawks won by a score of 27-10. This was a tie game at halftime as both defenses were balling, but Panthers fold like lawn chairs in the second half, getting outscored 24-7. Seahawks dominate every major team stat. They had 288 yards of total offense to the Panthers, 139 total yards. Seahawks had 19 first downs to the Panthers, 10 first downs. Seahawks ran 66 total plays to the Panthers, 52 total plays. Seahawks player of the game was Zach Charbonnet. He rushed 18 times for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns.
He said, I don't trust Sam Darnold.
I don't trust Sam Darnold either. He got 19 turnovers on the year, but he riding high off that defense right now. But when we, yeah, he got 19 turnovers on the season. I can't trust that either.
We're going to move on to the next game was the Cardinals at the Bengals. Bengals won this game. We both chose the Bengals.
Yeah, next we had the Cardinals hosting the Bengals, in which Bengals dominate by a score of 37-14. Bengals jump out to a 23-7 halftime lead and cruise from there, leading wire to wire. Bengals dominate every major team stat. They had 429 total yards of offense to the Cardinals, 233 total yards of offense. Bengals pick up 29 first downs to the Cardinals, 12 first downs. Bengals run 74 total plays to the Cardinals, 54 total plays. Bengals dominate time of possession, 41 minutes to the Cardinals, 19 minutes. Bengals player of the game was Joe Burrow. He went 24-31 for 305 yards and 2 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Chase Brown. He had 22 carries for 101 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added 40 receiving yards. And honorable mention to Jamar Chase. He had 7 catches for 60 yards and 2 touchdowns.
He said trade Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray need to come to the Steelers next year. But we keeping that on. That's low key. That's keeping that on the low key. That's this between you and me, George. I don't tell nobody else.
It's lies. Giants at the Raiders is the next game. I chose the Raiders. Seth chose the Giants. Giants won this game.
Yeah, next we had the Raiders hosting the Giants, in which Giants win in dominant fashion, 34-10. Giants took a 17-3 halftime lead and never looked back. Giants put up over 300 total yards of offense and won turnover battle 2-0. Giants player of the game was Jackson Dart. He went 22-30 for 207 yards. He also added 48 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground.
Okay, next game we had the Eagles at the Bills. I chose the Bills, so I chose the Eagles. Eagles won this game.
Next we had the Bills hosting the Eagles, in which Bills won by a score of 13-12. My fault. Eagles jumped out to 13-0 halftime lead. Bills don't score until 5 minutes left in the fourth, but have extra point blocked, then get ball back and score again to make score 13-12 and try to go for 2 in the win. But they had actually the play drawed up, but Josh Allen actually missed
it. He said he blew it.
Yeah, Josh, yes, he did. I ain't even read that comment. I was just ready to say it. And I don't even got it in my books, but I watched the highlights, and he missed that man wide open, man, going towards the back left pylon. Yes, he did. It was bad.
Wow. All right, we're going to move on to the Bears at the 49ers. I chose 49ers, Sav chose the Bears.
Yes, next we had the 49ers hosting the Bears. And which 49ers won 42-38. This game was fun to watch back and forth to the very end. It actually ended with 49ers making a defensive stop in the red zone. Both teams put up over 400 total yards of offense. Both teams picked up over 25 first downs. Both teams ran a total of 60-plus plays. 49ers do win turnover battle 1-0. Bears player of the game was Caleb Williams. He went 25 of 42 for 330 yards and 2 touchdowns. Honorable mention to DeAndre Swift. He carried 9 times for 54 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added 25 receiving yards. And honorable mention to Luther Burden, the third. He had 8 catches for 138 yards and a touchdown. 49ers player of the game was Brock Purdy. He went 24 of 32 for 303 yards and 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. He also added 28 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground. Honorable mention to CMC. He rushed 23 times for 140 yards and a touchdown. He also added 41 receiving yards.
He said the best game of the week, and he said Luther was cooking. Both quarterbacks played well.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm saying it was definitely an offensive game. That was fireworks, a nice good Sunday back and forth. Game. Like I said, it literally ended on a defensive red zone stop by the 49ers for real. It came down to inches.
All right, then Monday night game was the Rams at the Falcons. We both chose the Rams. The Falcons won this game.
All right, I'm going to start off by saying, because I don't have nothing to recap for this one. Hey, Matt Stafford, if I put my money on you to win MVP, man, and you fold again. the Panthers game, man, I excuse that one. There is no excuse for folding like this, man. Come on now. Against the Falcons, man. Stop it, man. Like, and it was bad interceptions. He threw 3 of them things. Like, I believe he threw 3 of them things. Like, bro, you letting Drake May take your MVP away. Like, it's unacceptable. Like, but anyway.
Thank you, George. And yes, thank everybody that's here and supporting. We all appreciate you. Just like my brother George said, Matt didn't look like himself yesterday.
Yeah, talk about Matt Stafford. That was terrible. Right? You know, like I said, I excuse the Panthers game.
Please tap and like. We had 2,600.
But now Drake May takes the front runner for MVP guaranteed, because I'm looking like Drake May. He cost his team one game this season, and that was against the Steelers. They had a whopping 6 turnovers. We forced a whopping 6 turnovers in that game. He fumbled a couple times, threw a couple picks, but Matt Stafford officially now got multiple 3 interception games against the Panthers and now the Falcons. Like, come on now, man, it ain't looking good. But anyway, the Falcons jumped out to a 21-0 lead at halftime, and the Rams tried to fight back, but it was too late. They did end up outscoring the Falcons 24-6 in the second half, but they lose by a field goal. That's just what it was. And you see, both teams put up over around 350 total yards.
He said Drake got like 70% completion percentage.
Yeah. He went 19. I mean, everybody put nice, man. Did you see what Trevor Lawrence did to the Jets? He had like a whopping 6 total touchdowns. Like, it was like the Jets defense is just trash. Oh, matter of fact, I just seen something else. Did you, like, this is a fun fact, George, right here. I'm not going to lie. Well, chat or whoever watching, for real, like, the Jets could be in a historic pace this year. I just seen this stat. Like, this since the first team since 1932 that went a whole season without getting an interception. If they don't get an interception in their last game, they don't have no interceptions on the season. And they'll be the first team to do that since, like, 1932, I seen.
Damn, that's a long time ago. Hey, George, I'm glad I got me a Cowboys fan on here for me to say this one. Me and Josh was just talking about it the other day, and I was telling him, like, Jameis Winston was the best worst quarterback, so Cowboys is the best worst team. I let him explain to how it is.
Yeah, we said the Cowboys the best worst team because y'all got, like, the best offense but the worst defense. You get it. Like, I ain't lying.
And
y'all
agrees with it.
Yeah. Y'all the best worst team, man. I ain't lying.
All right, we're up to 2,800. I mean, no, is that? Yeah, 2,800 likes. Thank you. I got a couple more things to say, and then we're going to go in for the predictions for next week. And he said, you got it, nephew. Original football facts. A sport evolved from rough pig bladder games was in Cujo in China, a mob football in Europe, to the modern game with the first U.S. college game in 1869. It was the Rutgers versus the Princeton. Featuring 25 players on each side, no carrying the ball, and goals kicked through the line.
When was this?
This was in 1869, first college game in the U.S.
Dang.
They didn't have any carrying of the ball. Goals were kicked. 25 players on each side. The key changes came with Walter Camp, line of scrimmage in the downs. Teddy Roosevelt's safety push leading to the NCAA legalizing forward pass in 1906. And the first pro player, Pudge Heffelfinger, in 1892.
What the heck is Pudge Heffelfinger?
Let me... got some... Excuse me, guys. We got a little sidetracked there. I got my little thing telling me my battery is dying. But we're almost done. Got some trivia for you, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What was the Jets' original name? Do you know that one, George? If you're still here?
That was far back as I know. Didn't they play in like one of the first three Super Bowls, and it was the New York Jets, as far as I know, with Joe Namath and them. I thought it was the New York Jets, unless you're talking back all the way in the 1800s. I don't know.
No, the New York Jets were the New York Titans.
That wasn't the NFL. That was before NFL.
That was AFL, wasn't it? But that would lead it into the NFL.
I mean, they combined, they merged leagues.
Okay, who is the last non-quarterback to win MVP?
Adrian Peterson,
yes.
Yeah, he came off an ACL injury and rushed for 2,000 yards.
That should have been comeback player of the year, too.
He more than likely was.
Okay, which team was the first to have an 0-4 start and still make it to the playoffs?
I don't know.
It was the 99 St. Louis Rams.
Hmm. The greatest show on Thursday.
Which rival team broke the Patriots' AFC East streak in 2008?
The Bills? What do you mean? What do you mean by that? Which rival team broke their streak?
Which one of the rival teams? I'm guessing it's somebody in their division. Team broke the Patriots' AFC streak.
Like, what do you mean? Streak of what?
Wins, I guess. Or being top of the division.
And what did they say? A year?
2008.
Didn't they go? They went to the Super Bowl in 2007. Steelers went to the
Super Bowl. Your uncle answered the question. You're right. But I'm going to see if Sav can get it.
Steelers went to the Super Bowl in 2008.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know what you're saying. No, I just don't get
it. It was
the
Dolphins. I tried to give you a hint. I said it was in the same division.
They broke their streak? Like, what do you mean broke their streak down?
They won the division that year.
Oh, shit. I what that? A Wildcat? That Wildcat shit?
Probably Wildcard, yeah.
No, Wildcat.
I don't know what that is.
When they was running that Wildcat shit? I don't know.
All right.
You said 08?
08.
Yeah, Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams. It had to have been wild, that Wildcat
he
shit.
He said Patriots went in 2007. Yeah. Hello, sweet Desiree. That was, Desire.
That was they.
My bad.
That was their undefeated season, I believe. And they lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that is 2007, yeah. Who led the NFL in passing yards during the 23 regular season?
Who led it?
Yeah. Which quarterback led it in the 23 season?
I mean, Patrick Mahomes? 23 was not last year. So
do you know, bro?
The year before last
what quarterback threw for the most passing yards in 23 in the regular season.
Josh Allen.
No.
Joe Burrow.
Hey, Jackie.
Who the fuck was it?
He said he don't know. It was Tua tanking over.
Oh, Tua turned the ball over. That was the year.
It said of the Dolphins led the league in passing yards with 4,624 yards.
Yeah, that makes sense. That was the year that Tyreek Hill went for 2,000.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, now this one is how many players have, I only got answers for some of them, but how many players have thrown for over 5,000 yards in a season?
I know Drew Brees did it a couple times.
Okay.
Phillip Rivers did it one time.
I don't see Phillip Rivers, but I don't have everybody. But I have stats on
Matt some Stafford of them. Did it.
Okay. Do you know how many?
Did it.
Do you know how many?
I don't know. I'm naming them. I just can't.
You forgot a couple, like two. Wait a minute.
I said Drew Brees.
You forgotten two that I have on my list. Three of them you have on my list.
Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes, Matt Stafford. Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
That's the.
All right, and Dan Marino.
That goes back,
Dan Marino was the first person
to do it. Let me tell you this. He's the oldest person that you named on there.
Let me tell you this one. Dan Marino had one time did it in 1998.
Yeah, he was ahead of his time.
5,084 yards passing.
Yeah, that Dolphins offense was ahead of his time.
He held that record for 24 years.
That's why I said the Dolphins offense was way ahead of his time. Ain't nobody was saying back then for real.
Peyton Manning. Let me see. How did I write this? I wrote this all messy. Peyton Manning had 5,477 yards in 2013.
That was the season that he threw the 50 touchdowns, I think. And he won. I believe he won MVP that season. I'm pretty sure he was throwing 5,400 yards. But this is a fun fact to know.
5,477. This is a fun fact about Peyton Manning, though. One of Drew Brees' over 5,000 passing yard seasons, he beat.
By one yard. That's what I said. Drew Brees, I know he threw for 5,000 yards multiple times. That's my favorite quarterback of all time.
Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes did it twice.
Twice, yeah.
Drew Brees did it five times.
I already know.
All right. And let me see here.
Hold on. Can I throw a stat out here?
Sure. That's his favorite quarterback of all time, guys. So he knows a lot about him.
He already had multiple 5,000 yard season guarantee. He was the Saints offense without an All Pro wide receiver. His best wide receiver he had was Marcus Colston, but you could check the stats. Marcus Colston never even made a Pro Bowl or All Pro team, none of that. He was doing it with, you know, who he was doing it with, it was just spectacular. And then him being short on the 5'9", 5'10", throwing for 5,000 yards, man, come on now. But anyway, I wanted to throw this stat out here, though.
He said Michael Thomas.
That was later on when, come on now, Drew Brees was past his prime once he got Michael Thomas. He was still balling, don't get me wrong, but you ain't going to see, you wasn't
3,700, guys, thank you. Keep liking, share.
You gonna say Michael Thomas? Yeah, I can give him that. But then look where Michael Thomas at now, out the league. So is Michael Thomas, or did Drew Brees make Michael Thomas? Let's be real. Let's give credit where it's due, man.
If you're on here, guys, it only takes two taps to do one heart.
Because I believe they was calling Michael Thomas Slant Boy. I ain't lying. I ain't never heard him say that Drew Brees was one dimensional. for real, that's all. Hey, I'm gonna leave that there for real though. I ain't lying.
Jackie, double tap, please, like and share. All right, we're almost done with this episode, guys.
Wait a minute,
he has another thing. Show your face.
My man's Ben Roethlisberger. He never threw for 5,000 yards. He got pretty close. He threw for 4,900 in the season before.
He said he was a big ass stamp. slant dude.
Yeah, yeah, he was a...
Happy New Year's, Jackie.
He was a possession receiver that Drew Brees targeted a lot. Like, he, man, come on now. I know guaranteed he had to have the most targets ever, probably.
Welcome, like, Jaren.
It was like, he had like 180 targets on the season, probably like 200. Like, I ain't lying, that season that he had the that he won the Triple Crown. Like, yeah, but no, I'm throwing this out there. Ben Roethlisberger never threw for 5,000 yards, but Ben Roethlisberger do hold the stat for most 500 passing yard games. He got 3 of them in NFL history, and that's the most. I just wanted to throw that stat out there.
Oh, I had something about that, too. I forgot. Wait a minute, guys. Hold on. I gotta go back to my recap to recap. In one of Patrick's 2 seasons that he did it, he had a 500-yard game, passing game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 500-yard passing games is hard to come by. That's why 3 is the most in...
In one person
And Ben Roethlisberger, he got the most.
Oh, okay.
With 300... 500-yard pay. That's just a fun stat to throw out there for y'all.
Guys, we are on here a day early. We usually come on Wednesdays and then upload on Wednesday night. And we're on here tonight because tomorrow is New Year's Eve. So once again, like I said on our podcast last night, they won't, but we fucking will podcast when we were on there. I said, if you're going out for New Year's, please be safe. Find a designated driver or stay wherever you're going and drinking. Or please just, if you have to drive home, get home safely. I think there's programs out there that will take you home if you're drunk, and then you can find a way back to your car the next day. Don't quote me on that. I know it used to be like that for New Year's or any holiday when people get drunk. All right, we're going to move on. There is no games Thursday or Monday this week. It's only Saturday and Sunday games because this is the last week, week 18 of the NFL season. Regular season, I should say. And so we're going to start off with the Saturday game. It starts at 4:30, and it's the Panthers at the Bucks. I chose the Panthers. Who are you choosing, Sav?
I'm going to choose the Buccaneers.
Sav chooses the Bucks. All right, Saturday, 8 o'clock game is the Seahawks at the 49ers. I chose the Seahawks. Who are you choosing, Sav?
I just think it's funny that they come down to the 49ers. They just been sitting in the wind. And could actually win this game and be the number one seed. And they home to take it. Just give me the 49ers, man. I think I just can't trust Sam Darnold, man.
Like, you're going with the 49ers. Okay. All right, moving on to the Sunday games. So 1 o'clock first game is the Colts at the Texans. Of course, I'm going with my Texans all the way. So I chose the Texans. Who do you choose, Sav?
I'm choosing Texans, too.
Texans for Sav as well.
They is going to botch the shit out of Phillip Rivers over there.
It's 44-year-old ass. Like, there's a lot of 1 o'clock games and a lot of 4 o'clock games, guys. The next game is the Browns at the Bengals. I chose the Bengals. Who are you choosing?
I'm good. I think this is funny, too. That's a funny stat. Joe Flacco opened up the season.
Yes, please double tap and like and share, please.
Joe Flacco opened up the season as Bengals starting quarterback with a game against the Browns. And now he ends as the Bengals starting quarterback. No, I meant the Browns starting quarterback for a game against the Bengals. Like,
the same season.
In the same season.
Ain't that
ironic?
So who you going with?
I don't know, man.
You following Flacco back to the Browns?
Yeah, I probably rock with him. He probably got the drop on him.
All right, Sam is going with the Browns, and I chose the Bengals again. Next game is Saints at the Falcons. I chose the Falcons. Who are you choosing?
Take the Saints.
Sav chooses the Saints. Double tap, guys. Thank you. We're up to 4,200 likes. Next game is the Packers at the Vikings. I chose the Packers. Who are you choosing? I chose the Falcons too, bro.
Who's playing? Is Malik Willis playing, or is they playing that bum tune guy? I don't even know who that is. I don't know, but the Vikings defense, they boxed somebody up last week crazy. I mean, the Lions, they boxed the Lions up. So, yeah, they playing a backup quarterback. I just don't know what's McCullough playing or not. If Malik Willis playing, I'd take him, but still, we need that. That's like a head to tail coin flip.
All right, he going to put on here, let you guys know that if Malik is playing, he's going to go with the Vikings.
No, if Malik is playing, I'm going with the Packers.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Packers.
If that tune guy play, I'm going with the Vikings. Like, even though Matt's...
So, we're
going
to leave it open.
Even though that Matt's...
When he finds out, I'll let you guys know.
Even though that Matt's bros, my guy's trash, too. He Magic City parking lot.
Lord, he must show all the ass. A
whole lot of ass.
All right. My second favorite team is the Titans, and that's the next game. The Titans at the Jags. I chose the Titans. Who are you choosing, Seth?
There's no way Titans winning this game unless Jags fighting for the number one seed, too. Like, they want the number one seed. I got the Jags winning this game.
Okay, you got Jags winning.
I don't think they're going to play 1 second with the Titans.
The last 1 o'clock game is going to be the Cowboys at the Giants. Of course, you know I'm going with my Cowboys.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the Giants going to want to take this game to get a better draft pick, so I'm going with the Cowboys, too.
He's going with our Cowboys, George. He does it a lot, though. All right, 4 o'clock games. We got the Cardinals at the Rams. I chose the Rams. Who did you choose?
Matt Stafford got to bounce back. He better have... They might just bench Matt Stafford for this last game, though. I don't even know if he's going to play. But if he do play, he need to have a 400-yard, like, 3-touchdown performance after that bullshit game.
My cat is saying hi, guys.
To try to bounce back, because that was just a...
He said you love the Cowboys on the low.
I just got to watch y'all more closely because y'all got my man George Pickens, and I've been watching him since his Georgia days, and I'm a fan of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Ev said that the Giants this time, sorry, it's a setup. All right, next game, we got the Chiefs at the Raiders. I chose the Raiders. Who are you choosing?
This is a real trash bowl. I ain't nothing like, damn. Uh-huh.
That's a division game, too. Division games.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Last season. Last game, always division game.
Some people still fighting for the playoffs.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs in this one.
He is choosing the Chiefs, and I chose the Raiders. I'm just tired of Patrick Mahomes. I know he's out this year, but I don't care. I know, but I'm just
taking
tired.
The Eagles over the Commanders.
Okay, well, I did the Commanders. I had the Eagles, and I switched to the Commanders. So he's going to choose the Eagles, and that's his second favorite team, but he wants them to tank out.
Yeah, I just can't believe right now we 4-12.
13?
No, we 4-12.
4-12, okay, yeah.
I'm already saying we still project.
No,
like,
you got to be 4-11.
No, we 4-12. There's one game left. What are you talking
about? Yeah, 17 games. My bad. I'm not adding it right.
I might say, but the seventh pick in the draft, if the draft started today. Like, that don't even make sense.
Hello, anyway. Symphony.
So, we need a couple teams that's trash to lose, and we need to lose.
And Dayana. What? You got food and water.
No,
what you calling?
I said that backwards. We need a couple teams that's trash to lose. Win, and we need to lose.
Okay. So, the next game we're going to is...
So, I ain't going to lie. The Giants do happen to beat the Cowboys. That work in our favor. As long as we lose to the Eagles, we might be able to move up on them for real.
All right. So, we're going to go to the next game. Dolphins at the Patriots. I chose the Patriots. Who do you choose?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Patriots to go ahead and clinch the...
Patriots. All right.
Now, who is the leader? Is it the Broncos or the Patriots for the... number one seed right now?
I don't know, Josh.
It's one of them.
You going with the Patriots, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course I'm going with the Patriots.
Next game is going to be
the Lions at the Bears.
I chose the Bears. Who do you choose? Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Oh, my.
I'm going to take the Bears, too.
Okay.
Just to finish the season strong, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions did some dumbass Lions shit and win this game.
You got the next game, the Chargers at the Broncos. I chose the Chargers. Who do you choose?
It's a good game.
Yes, it is.
I wish the Chargers would have beat the Texans last week because they could have been fighting for the division in this game right here, but it don't matter. Even if they win, the Broncos still win the division. But I'm going to take the Chargers.
All right, you going with the Chargers as well. Next game is...
I'm definitely going to take the Bills over the Jets.
Sorry about that, guys.
I'm definitely going to take the Bills over the Jets.
Okay, you're taking the Bills. I took the Jets at that one. Then we have the Sunday... I said Bets. Jets At the Bills, okay.
And then, of course, you know I'm going with the Bills over the Ravens. We need that shit, boy, for the playoffs.
All right, then. You said the Jets?
No, I'm going with the Bills.
Why did I write bets? Bills, I'm sorry. All right. He's going over Steelers over the Ravens, and that is the Sunday night game. Of course, I'm choosing the Steelers as well. Snow. All right, guys, we're going to end this podcast and our live. Thank you for joining. Thank you for liking, huh?
We did like
40
minutes.
45. Thank you for joining, liking. And your uncle said Steelers over Ravens, never.
Time.
Good night, Jackie. Thank you for joining, everybody. Thank you for liking. We have 4,700 hearts. Thank you. That is a top. Next week, next Sunday, they won't, but we fucking will. Podcast will be back at 5 o'clock on live as well on TikTok. Please like, share, review, comment. If you're going to sit and watch, you can say something and you can tap that screen. It doesn't cost you nothing. You're already paying for your phone bill and your service. So, with that being said, it's the end of the day, the beginning of the night, and I'm getting off of here. Good night, guys. See y'all next time.